A bill to drastically limit the death penalty has died in the Senate. Proponents say capital punishment does not deter murder, and it serves as vengeance rather than justice. Opponents say some murders are so cruel that vengeance is justified. Senator Art Rush is the bill's prime sponsor. He says he's been influenced in his beliefs about the death penalty by his late friend and former Attorney General Mark Meyer Henry, who rethought his position on the death penalty at the end of his career. Rush notes that the bill passed 5-1 out of committee.
If you heard the testimony that we heard in Judiciary Committee from the opponents of this bill, it was clear to me that Attorney General Meyer Henry was right. The death penalty is all about vengeance.
Rush says testimony against this bill has made it clear that opponents are seeking vengeance, but he says rehabilitation and restitution have to be considered.
We need to step up to the intellectual part of this discussion and ask, is this the sort of society we want? Take a deep breath. You are the elected conscience of the people.
The primary opponent on the Senate floor is Brock Greenfield. He says when he was a legislative intern, a senator showed him crime scene photos of the child victim of rape and murder, images that kept him awake at night and continue to haunt him. Greenfield says Senate Bill 98 would remove the aggravating circumstances that currently warrant the death penalty.
The offense was outrageously or wantonly vile, horrible, or inhuman in that it involved torture, depravity of mind, or an aggravated battery to the victim.
Greenfield says he understands the purpose behind the bill, but can't support it.
I do understand and respect where you're at, because life is precious. I just believe that some crimes warrant a deeper look as to whether or not a person has forfeited his or her right to life.
The bill died in the Senate by a vote of 20-13, with 2 excused. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.